T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. We are right outside as everybody is getting their poker on. Of course, you got the poker room still active today, Leroy.
Yep. They have all of their, I think they have all the satellite events, all of, your regular cash games, bonus high hands. They got those going on this weekend. So if you don't want to play in any events, the cool thing around here is a lot of poker places you go to, if they have a big event, you can't get all the table games that you want to play because they use the same facility. Whereas here, they keep the poker room and the tournament separate. So you're always going to be, if you want to come get a couple hours in, you want to go try to get one of them bonus high hands, you're always going to be able to do that if you don't want to play in the Lucky Hearts Poker Open events.
All right. Your word this hour in the $1,000 give and go is jury, if you heard the song. I thought it was well played.
You didn't let us guess, man.
Well, sorry. Jury. J-U-R-Y. Jury. Text it to 72881.
I think it would have taken you guys a few guesses, but you might have been able to get there.
Somebody who might be in front of a jury real soon. And by the way, that's brought to you by Anna John Levine, Accident Attorneys. Somebody who might be in front of a jury real soon is Nick Saban, because he might murder somebody. Now.
Okay,
this is tremendous. This is tremendous. And don't ruin it right now, Beast, because I know what the follow-up
is. I'm not saying anything.
This report comes out from The Athletic. Tremendous. Shout out to Bruce Feldman.
Was it Bruce or was it Mandel?
Bruce.
Oh, okay.
Bruce. Nick Saban was getting ready to interview a new offensive line coach. So, naturally, he wants to have his offensive coordinator, Dan Enos, there with him. And so, Nick Saban's going around the room. Hey, guys. Hey, where's Dan? Anybody see Dan? Where's Dan? Still looking around. We got to interview this guy. Hey, where's Dan? Can't find him. No one can seem to find him. This meeting's about to start. They got themselves a staff meeting after not being able to find Dan. Looks in front of everybody, all his cronies there. He's losing coordinator after coordinator. Everybody wants to leave this guy, the bastard. He looks around the room. Still no Dan Enos. No Canes offensive coordinator. Dan Enos. He looks around the room, according to this report, and says, "Where the F is Dan? Where is he?" Into his devil voice.
The best is that he had dispatched someone to go look in Mike Loxley's office, who was the offensive coordinator, because evidently, and I didn't know this, Dan Enos had already been promoted, basically, to offensive coordinator at Alabama.
Yeah.
So they go look, because they look in Enos' office, nothing but a pencil. They go look in Loxley's office, because they're like, oh, he must have moved up into the new OC office. Nothing there either.
Nothing there either.
Nothing.
A guy described it as it was like he moved out like the Colts. Just going to Baltimore. From Baltimore to Indianapolis. Just ghosted.
I mean. Wait, but like most coaches do that, right? Like it just seems like that's how they do things.
So they were supposed to interview a new offensive line coaching candidate. Like, so the meeting had been in the books. So Dan Enos had to tweet out yesterday. A response. I would never leave an employer without telling them I was doing so. No ghosting here. Nothing but respect for Coach Nick Saban in Alabama. Bottom line, business is business, and it was time for me to exit.
Yeah, he definitely ghosted. I'm sorry, but he just left.
You think he didn't want to have that conversation?
Of course not. Why would you want to have a conversation with that psycho?
I'm pretty sure he probably.
You want to make it even tougher?
Yeah.
How long has Dan Enos known Nick Saban?
A year.
A long time.
No, a year.
No. Are you crazy? He was the quarterback while he was the coach.
Oh, that's right. He played for him. That's right. You're right.
So, let's make it even crazier.
These boys got roots.
Let's make it even crazier. Right? He gave him a job when he maybe couldn't find one. That's my guy. He was my quarterback. Right?
I mean, can we just – let's just step back here. Imagine having that conversation with Nick Saban.
You can't. You say, hey, buddy, look at how you left Miami.
That's fair.
I'm pretty sure that Enos just left a sticky pad.
He said business is business. No. Once you say that to a coach that has ghosted themselves.
Well, he only had to leave because he hated him, right? Or just couldn't work under those conditions. Leroy, let me explain something to you. Let me say this.
This is the honest truth. It may be hard working for Nick Saban or one of those coaches, okay? But when Nick Saban left Cleveland, after bitching and complaining about all the hard work and the yelling and the screaming, they hated the fact that he left.
I understand. He left for the same position at Miami that he had at Alabama.
Just can't imagine pays more.
By the way, if Enos was with Saban at Michigan State, it would only have been for one season when Saban was the defensive backs coach. It was not when he was the head coach.
But boys. When
he went to be the head coach in 93, 94.
Okay.
Who, Saban?
Enos wasn't there.
Yeah, Enos was gone by then. Because you whooped his ass in 89. That was his junior year.
Enos was gone in 93. That was his.
So he went. No, here's what Saban did. He went from Michigan State to Cleveland back to Michigan
right,
State.
Right, exactly.
Okay. He went from Michigan State to the Oilers to Toledo to Cleveland back to Michigan State.
Okay. But hear me out here. He left Alabama offense coordinator position with a bona fide guy who's going to be the number one
Heisman
draft choice.
Heisman hopeful.
To Miami.
Right.
Where they have no quarterback.
And you know if that conversation happens, business is business. If Nick Saban is told, all right, how much is Miami offering you? Let's say it's a little bit more. Let's say it is.
Oh, it's the money's not even, come on. That's not even a factor.
He's going to turn around. He's going to take off his portrait of him as a centaur. He's going to open up the vault. He's going to give it to you in cash, whatever the difference is, so you don't even have to pay taxes on it. Just don't tell anybody about it. And this is never spoken of again. I can't believe it was a thing of money.
He would just suck the...
That's why Lane Kiffin had to go to FAU. He's just like, this place is sucking the life out of me.
So they had to replace 6 assistant coaches last year, and I believe...
Crazy.
And more left this year.
It must
like
be
he, his, like
so
he basically
rigorous.
Replaces his entire staff every year.
And guess what it will be same time next year?
Championship.
Thank you.
But what do you do you think it's got to be like next level for these coaches?
Oh, my
gosh.
Because
he's a psycho. And you know everybody's got to be too afraid to leave.
There are bosses that are very demanding.
Of course.
But you know that if you have a job underneath that boss, that the opportunities are going to be a lot greater than if you didn't.
The best Nick Saban story is, so he's at Michigan State. He gets a job to go to LSU, right? Has a private jet. He sends a memo to the office. All the coaching staff. I'm leaving to go to LSU. Everyone is welcome to come. I'll meet you on the tarmac at noon, what have you. Saban drives up. Not one person's there.
Question.
Except.
Question. Oh, yeah. It was, what's his face?
Gaser. The Gaser was on that plane.
Yeah.
None of the real coaches.
Question.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to win, but complains about how you get there. Now, if I ask you, would you deal with that stuff if it meant you'd have that success?
I don't know. I got to know what
I'm
signing up for.
If that's what your profession is, of course you would.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like that success, though, like, Kirby Smart got a good job in Georgia, but like those schools are kind of watering down, aren't they? Like some people Maryland.
Here,
some people
check this out.
Miami.
As long as coaches are getting fired, there'll be opportunities.
But nobody seems to want to stick around, man. Like that's abnormal.
Like Dan
turnover.
Went to Dan. So Dan Enos goes to Alabama for a year, right? Coaches up Tua, coaches up Jalen Hurts. Like, is around Nick Saban, which...
He basically learns a way of doing things.
Right.
That's basically what
And then he's like, listen. Yeah, maybe we can win next year. Maybe I can get a ring. Or I can live in Miami and get paid about the same and not deal with this
ass. You won't get paid about the same.
No, well, okay.
Offense coordinator in Alabama going to pay you more than offense coordinator at Miami.
I think it's... No, I definitely think the reason he didn't sell him, because I don't believe Danny knows, is because he knew that they were going to up the ante and he didn't want to stay.
Right. Here, in your mind, when you tell people things, right, you have sound reasoning and it makes sense and they'll definitely agree with you. But Nick Saban, he can throw wrinkles in that. He can say, hey, they're paying me $200,000. How much? I'll give you $300,000. Yeah. Right?
No, he actually does not say anything. He just says, slimy, and some guy comes out with a bag.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a Batcave type place that has a vault that is just it's just extracurricular money that they just need.
Extracurricular money?
All the money. All the money.
Hey, that's just what got Miami in trouble, that extracurricular money.
No. Listen. What got Miami in trouble was yachts.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Extracurricular money.
Nick Saban has gold. He has vaults of gold. He hands bars out.
I just think people that complain about somebody being difficult to work with, if the whole point of your employment is to be successful, and you are successful, and you're going to reap the benefits of working with that person, then you got to kind of, you know,
I'm not saying suck it up, but I think it does speak to the stress of working for that dude, and I think it only has a certain limit of time you could do it.
Let me ask you a question. Look at how stressed out Nick Saban looks. What do you think the people he works with look like?
I mean, they had one bad drive. He looked like he was going to just he
was looking around to see if he had some more players. Yeah, man. Like it's a tough deal. There's a lot of guys who are hard. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How about being an assistant coach with Tom Coughlin?
Oh, that could have been good.
He's probably napping.
No, not now. I'm saying back in the days where they had to beg him. When they had to beg him to change his ways.
If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
I say, here's an interesting concept. Why don't you just say the meeting's 15 minutes early?
Because then you got to be a half hour early or you're level late.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
I love the guy who describes it as the Uncle Scrooge McDuck vault. No,
all right,
what I picture. Nick Saban spitting coins in the air, backstroking.
I'm just going to whip through all these. I got a couple, okay? I got some new ones, so just let me go. Heat and Pistons tonight, 7 o'clock, tip-off. 6 o'clock is your pregame right here on the ticket with Zazzo and Tommy Tighe. Meanwhile, Wayne Ellington and Josh Richardson are sick. They didn't go through shoot-around, so we're not sure if they're playing. Bumpy is back, though, from the sickness, so good for him. We'll see what happens later tonight. Panthers skating tonight against Toronto, 7 p.m. face-off at the BB&T Center. The Canes reportedly getting a transfer from Arkansas, a walk-on kid named Carson Proctor. He's a 6'3", 200-pound quarterback, and the best thing about him is his just jolly, awesome red hair. Also, we have the Dallas Cowboys have fired their offensive coordinator, Scott Linehan, after, Jason Garrett just said, like, 2 days ago that he was definitely staying. So, you know, that's how much you can trust coaches. And finally, views on Pornhub are up since the government shutdown.
Yep, it's not surprising. I mean, you got a lot of government people who love porn.
Action is action.
You know, just gotta do your thing. You didn't have the Conor McGregor news in there?
I didn't see the Conor McGregor news.
The UFC has a new belt, Leroy. Have you seen the new belt?
No, nope. I have not.
All right, let me get this thing out here for you.
I think if you win the championship, do you actually have to have a belt? Who cares? They know who the champ is.
No, you need a belt.
Yeah, the belts
are cool. Belts are proper.
Yeah, but Chuki brought in 17 belts, and he didn't have no titles.
Well, different divisions.
That's boxing.
It's boxing.
So if you win a championship, you can bring your belt all the time?
You know, the old one kind of looks like that. You can see in his header. Oh, there we go. That's what the old ones look like.
Where is this at? Is this on Twitter?
You can go to UFC's website, or you can just go to Conor McGregor's Twitter account. It's up there. This is the new one.
Hey.
It's the shape of an octagon. It's got like all these like little details to it, and so he saw that belt and he's just like, "All right, I'm back." So he's coming back for it. Now I don't know if he's gonna get a title shot next. That's another question for another. He got his ass kicked the last fight, man, by Khabib. I understand he makes the money. Hey Conor, I kill you.
Khabib beat him down.
Beat him down in every facet of the game, striking,
probably
grappling,
probably
everything.
Should have left that whiskey alone.
Might have.
Question for you.
Yep.
Is there a point, like, I'm not saying it's now, but we're...
Wait a minute.
What?
Time out.
What?
This dude really hit his little buggy horn.
Oh, no.
That's grounds for... Hey, I gotta tell you something. That's grounds for a fight.
Right.
You think fighting someone
minus
on a rascal
one.
I'm telling you. He just hit the horn on a rascal.
Meep, meep. Meep, meep.
What were you saying, man?
I was just going to say, is there a point, at some point, does Conor McGregor, like, is it better off for him to just stop fighting and just be Conor McGregor?
No, you got to get him in the ring.
Because he's such a personality.
No, but it's the promoting of the fight is what makes Conor.
But he's such a larger-than-life personality.
What do you want him to do besides fight?
Just be around.
Making a ton of money off that whiskey. He went and hung out with the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody made fun of how he threw a football.
Yeah, whatever. Be around. Yeah. I don't think he has to fight.
Yeah, but he likes it. He's so young. He's 30. That's so much time he's got left if he wants.
Fight another 10 years if he wanted to.
Nah. Don't ruin the legacy, man.
And then he could fight a De La Hoya's promotion.
What legacy? The last time we saw him, he was getting his face caved in.
Yeah. Still a legacy.
Then Khabib jumps into the crowd and went crazy.
That was crazy.
I mean, look, man.
Go box again or something.
Yeah, but think about this. This guy's had the personality to talk. He's not a boxer.
I don't care.
He talked his way into a $100 million payday boxing Floyd Mayweather, a 49-0 fighter.
Well,
that's crazy.
I heard you on the local hour say he was going to go fight Pauly Malignaggi.
I bet you that does happen eventually, yes. They hate each other, and I think that can build to get success. But I do think that he's going to have to fight in the UFC. I don't think he's going to get a title shot next because I think – not to nerd out everybody, because you can get the full breakdown of it on Fighters Fury Sundays at 10 a.m. But the guy who deserves it, this guy, Tony Ferguson, he lost the belt by tearing his knee doing media for UFC.
Ooh.
He tripped on some TV cables.
Oops.
He deserves a title shot next. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That guy deserves to fight for the title.
Then he would have the title.
Huh?
He had to give it up.
Had to give it up.
They couldn't have those TV cables taped down to the floor.
It would make me mental.
Here, let me explain something to you. Last time we were in Vegas, the way we were sitting in media row.
Very sardined.
Right.
Very sardined.
I mean, and not to mention.
Looks very spacious on this Vegas trip, by the way.
Really?
Very spacious.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard from both Curtis and Perk and Hawk and Crowder.
And what made it even
worse. You
guys want
to ask him later on the
is
show?
We were there doing radio row. And a press conference broke out.
Yep. Chaos. It could have been wild, man. Either way, that's a cool new UFC belt. I can't wait to see Conor McGregor back, but he can't fight for the title next. It's ridiculous.
R. Kelly got dropped by his label. Least surprising thing ever.
Oh, shocking.
Really? It was only they only need to do a 6-hour special on him. Jeez.
I'm sure they're just learning of the R. Kelly news now.
And I'm gonna be honest about this. Right? I'm more insulted that they waited this long to now take a stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super bold of them.
Right. Exactly. I'm just. It insults my intelligence to think now you're going to do it after they did a 6-hour special on it. You didn't know.
Nobody got a preview copy.
They had to cross their T's and dot their I's.
Are you telling me in all the media, like, nobody said, hey, who is his label?
I think it was Sony.
Yeah, some derivative of.
Very big company, Sony. You're telling me nobody went over from the
legal
guys like, hey,
from legal.
You know this thing's gonna air.
By the way, it was
you guys want to get out in front of this?
It was RCA Records.
RCA.
Yeah. Oh well, they've been in the game for a while. I'm sure they've known. Crazy.
I'm just saying if you go this far,
right,
and this long, this stuff has been around here. He's gone to trial.
Yep.
He's settled with people. He's done a lot of stuff throughout the last few years. And you wait until this, that means you didn't care. Because right. this stuff from way back when.
Yeah, but man, we see this in every line of business, in every situation where someone's been doing something bad for a long time and it didn't matter until it really got the magnifying glass put on it. And then all of a sudden,
not Kareem Hunt.
Well, but that's because of the Ray Rice situation.
Oh, But the whole Me Too movement has been around for a while now. Okay, the way people react,
above Me Too, though.
Right? The way people react to adults and minors has been around for a while.
Yep.
We had all of this going on, whether you think he was guilty or whatever. Far too many situations have gone on with this guy that now RCA decides we're going to cut bait. I mean, look, he couldn't even do concerts.
No.
They were closing. The venues wouldn't allow him in.
Yeah.
So, and your record label still kept you on?
Songs that he was just on with other artists, they're like, don't perform those anymore.
Right.
You know, like, it's... You would think people would get a better hold of the whole PR thing, right?
Right.
You know, with how much it's changed and how much you get to see how things play out publicly, like, you'd think people would get better at it.
No, because here's contrary to popular belief, most people only take a moral stand when there's no more money to be made.
Correct.
That's right.
And so RCA, that might be their best cash cow as of right now.
You probably got a call from LeBron like, yeah, man, we don't want no R. Kelly song in Space Jam 2. You're out.
Well, I mean, they when I watched some of the special, there's radio stations like, what's his name, Tom Joyner?
Yeah, I saw him at Billy Stonecraft the other day.
Refused to play any of his music. When you have DJs doing that, I mean, come on, man. What are we doing? What are we doing now? You're gonna take a stand? Like, again, if I'm a person involved in that, I'm more insulted now.
I know we're way over, but although you know, we did, like, for a tiny moment maybe stop playing some Michael Jackson, but man, I was just walking down the hall to gotta be starting something. Like, we never had, you know, all sorts of accusations going on there.
Yeah, but not like this.
That didn't stop.
Not like this, man.
I mean, take yourself back to like the 90s.
No, I know. Look.
Are we still not allowed to play Gary Glitter? I'm asking you.
They played on stadiums, don't they?
Michael Jackson quit performing in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And basically went and lived in, was he living in London or something?
He was living in Europe somewhere.
Because he couldn't live here. And then he all of a sudden
was the baby over the balcony in London.
It was in Paris, or was it London or Paris?
I don't remember.
Or the kid's name is Paris. I don't remember.
There's a big thing of people. You look at the people and they're entertainers. And this is happening tonight. I mean, this is going to happen tomorrow too with
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're going to go in and you're going to tune into that, but you got to tune into this knowing, hey, there's a lot of stuff that's going on there, and they're propping him up as a big prop for the start of ESPN with UFC.
But here's the difference with that. Whether he says he did anything or didn't, he paid the ultimate price where he lost his career. Deservedly. Okay? I'm not saying he shouldn't or shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I'm saying he paid the ultimate price for the things that he did.
Okay, this is what I would say to that, though. Let's say Cameron Wake was making his debut tomorrow as UFC heavyweight. Pristine as it gets when it comes to a resume.
Sure.
People are tuning in for the Greg Hardy thing because of the side story, because of all the stuff.
Because of how he used to play football and got kicked out of football.
That's why they're teaching it in. If it was Cam Wake making his UFC debut, he's not fighting in the co-main event.
Right. Okay, but let's look at it from the difference between the R. Kelly situation and Greg Hardy. Is R. Kelly, with all the things that he has either been accused of or have done,
right,
was still being treated as if nothing was happening.
Right, let's,
and it took years for them to finally start, you know, for it to start catching up to him.
Right, let's push 15 minutes of Heat back a segment, and we'll come back after this. All right, welcome back, guys. It's Tope and Leroy and Beast. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. People getting all in, getting back from a little bit of a little intermission. They're getting back into their tables and settling on in. You also got your bonus high hands. Winners with $1,000 every 30 minutes with rollovers. Qualifying begins at 5:30 p.m. today with hands starting from 6 p.m. until midnight. Get all the details of things going down at shrpo.com. We'll get to 15 minutes of heat in just a little bit. We were just so over, I couldn't really give you 15 minutes of heat, so figured we
could have gave you 2.5 minutes.
Could have given you 2.5 minutes and get you ready for heat and Pistons and all that stuff and whatnot. But you know, we went deep into R. Kelly and Greg Hardy and all that stuff. It got very heavy.
This is going to be a fun night for Hassan.
Because of Drummond.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Barry Jackson just put out a piece with on Hassan Whiteside. Just about the lack of complaining that he's done this year, that this has been Hassan. And, you know, it's almost Groundhog's Day, so we're getting those Hassan has turned over a new leaf pieces that are coming out. But he has. Look, I'll give props.
You know why they haven't paid attention to Hassan? Hassan probably wanted to start saying stuff, but Deion jumped right in, and he's like, oh, I'm going to be quiet because they're going to get on Deion.
He's like, yes, scapegoat. Mm-hmm. Get him, Deion.
I mean, look, the thing that sucks about this is Deion didn't go about it the right way, but I understand where he's coming from.
Sure.
I mean, you got to think what they thought of Deion and what everybody's been saying about when Deion comes back, and then he gets back, and they don't play him. It's frustrating.
I'm sure it is frustrating.
It's like playing running back for Bill Belichick. Right. You could have 25 carries 1 week and 3 carries the next 3.
I don't think any running back for Bill Belichick's ever going to make $48 million.
No.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
Never. You could add them all up together. Yeah, they ain't going to add up to $48 million.
You put Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson in his backfield. He's going to be like, I'll find somebody else. I don't need you.
Right.
We'll figure this thing out. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe Philly Cheese. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he has himself a good game tonight. That's Philly Cheese. He's streaky. He plays good with that. The thing that's going to be interesting, because Spo set the point. Well, you got any Spo? There was a point of him yesterday where he was saying he was talking about the idea that the players aren't going to give up their minutes for you because you feel bad. They've earned those minutes. And so it's a case of, hey, man, like, I know you're upset, but, like, The show's kind of gone on without you. This isn't 2 years ago. Things have changed. It's not the same that it was.
Right.
And so if I am these guys, you know, if I am Tyler Johnson, if I am Rodney Magruder, I'm not looking. Rodney Magruder's going to be a free agent next year. You're not looking to say, oh, no, Deion, you go ahead. Go get
no,
you some.
But again, I get all that. I understand that. But coming from the place of injury, not bad play is why you lost your position.
Yes.
Okay. And don't you even want to see if he still got it? Hey, let's see if he can pick up where he left off because now he's healthy.
Here's Spoelstra from practice yesterday.
But I think it's also important for him to realize our team is much different than when he left last year. And while his teammates are really here to support him, nobody is volunteering their rotation minutes to him. It'll have to be earned just like everybody else. And, you know, these concepts of patience and surrendering to the team, whether we want to put expletives in front of it or behind it, those are going to be very important concepts for him to embrace, and I think he will.
This is not.
Yeah, well.
Well, I mean, I get it, man, but you're treating Deion like a role player now. That's what you say to a role player.
He's been a role player most of his career, though.
No, but before he.
It was a very short window, man. Look, I know.
Wait. It was a short window. I agree. Everybody else got paid off of that short window.
So did
he. Get out of here.
Yeah, but so did he.
Right. So why wouldn't he assume that he's going to pick up where
he left off? Hold on, but you usually say that just because of what you make does not mean your status of the team is cemented.
Agreed. But what I'm saying in this situation is you were playing some of the best basketball you ever played in your career.
Right.
You get hurt. Mm-hmm. When you come back, you can't even get some run.
I understand that theory. I don't necessarily disagree with it. I just don't think, like I've made this point a bunch this week. I don't think he's physically there yet.
That's fine. That's fine. I Like, I don't know if he's 100% healthy or not, okay? But what I'm saying is, for the last year and a half, we've been talking about when Deion gets back, that'll be that guy we need for this, for this, for this, that he can create his own shot. We've been saying this for the last year.
Yeah, but in his absence, that guy was Dwayne. Dwayne came back, and he won the game late for him last year. Dwayne won the playoff games last year. Okay. And now Dwayne's back for this, and so that pushes the rotation back. It's different. It's not the same team. It's not the team full of rookie guys and journeymen.
I understand. I understand. Look, I'm not here. At no point in time am I questioning how they do things, because they got a track record.
Right.
And when you get that track record, whether you agree with it or not, whether you like who's coaching, who's running the team, how they're doing it or not, you can have questions about it, but you got to kind of acknowledge that, wait, this organization has been successful through a lot of different situations, so you give them the benefit of the doubt.
I guess we kind of did do 15 minutes of heat.
Right.
We should just play the open so we can get the sponsor out of the way. Or
who is the sponsor, Robbie?
Yeah, what's the sponsor? As long as we read the sponsor, we're good.
It's the same one from yesterday, if you can find that email.
I can't. So just
I'll reset it.
Just tell me who the name is.
Yeah, just come on. Let's just do this all in the air. Let's be clunky.
No, I have that. All right. All right. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Leroy. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With four South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more info and hurricanedamage.com. If you have property damage, contact the law offices of Canner and Pintaluga at hurricanedamage.com. Now, we are back right after this. All right, welcome back, guys. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. Everybody getting in there, getting settled in for the action. There's a lot of action this weekend inside the ring.
We got action.
Manny Pacquiao taking on Adrian Broner. So why don't we give a prize pack away right now as welterweight superstars return to the ring as eight-time champ Manny Pacquiao meets four-time champ Adrian the Problem Broner, two of the biggest stars in boxing. One explosive fight, Pacquiao against Broner, this Saturday live on pay-per-view starting at 9 Eastern time. We'll give a prize pack away right now to call number three on the contest line, 786-534-0790. Very excited about that one. Pacquiao is one of my favorites, man. Love Manny
Pacquiao. So that's pay-per-view, right?
Yep.
And the UFC card is what? Is that free on ESPN or no? I got to get
the
some.
The prelims are free on ESPN, and you can get a free trial of ESPN. I have ESPN Plus.
I think
so.
I do too. I think I have it on the app.
Then, yeah, you just it's on ESPN. The main card's on ESPN Plus.
I got to watch my freaking phone.
I mean, you can hook it up to you. You don't have like screen mirroring or HDMI.
Well, I'll be at my parents'
house
in Boston. Who knows what they have.
To tell you them. You don't have an iPad?
I'm not bringing it.
Why not? You gonna watch movies on the plane?
I got JetBlue. I just watch it on their TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not going. Like, even if I was on JetBlue these days, I'm downloading. Like, you know, it's gonna
I did download because yesterday I was made fun of. Internally, because I never saw One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I have never seen that either.
Yeah,
what
so
is that?
It's a Jack Nicholson like masterpiece, so I downloaded that to have, but I plan on just watching, TV on JetBlue, whatever's on NBC, ABC, whatever's going on.
Jack Nicholson's the guy from Anger Management.
He's also the guy from A Few Good Men.
Actually, Anger Management was pretty funny.
Anger Management was funny. Also, the guy that sits courtside at Lakers game sometimes.
He looks like a bullfrog now. I really wish.
He's bloated.
He bloated?
Do you remember the picture a couple of years ago of him with the shirt off with a sub?
Ugh. Terrible.
I got to tell you. The guy. You remember, like, back in the day, he always cared about being the tough guy, wore his glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
He could give two bleeps about what people think now.
He's
man, in the
Hollywood.
80s, Jack Nicholson and Diane Cannon were the creme de la creme of courtside seating at Lakers games.
Speaking of tough guys, somebody texted in on the NunezLaw.com text line. Very important question. Who wins in a street fight in their prime, Oakley or Kevin Garnett?
I replied, ooh. Oakley. KG is fake tough. Oak is for real.
Oakley's cray.
He's for real.
Did we not see when he got thrown out of the MSG?
Udonis Haslam has dubbed Kevin Garnett a studio gangster.
Right.
Fake tough guy.
No. Because, again, when I first got to Minnesota, he was in Minnesota. He got drafted out of high school. And he was this nice,
so sweet.
Cool. Right. And then all of a sudden, it's like, hey, think it's possible. Right. I'm like, I don't even know who you are.
Bro, if you were a real tough guy, remember when LeBron was just laughing at you? He's laughing in your face during the playoffs. You would have done something about that if you were Oakley. Oakley would have slapped the taste out of your mouth.
Oakley or Zebo?
Huh?
What's his name? Zach Randolph?
I'd go Oakley. The only guy who beats who beats Oakley in a fight is Udonis Haslam. That's it. And that's the list.
I think we're biased on that, though.
Dude, I tell you what.
I take Haslam.
But I think we're biased, no?
They both got the same background, dude.
I'm taking. Huh? What's Rick the measurables
just,
on that?
That's
what's the measurables?
Straight. Huh?
What's the measurables? How big is Oak?
I'm looking right now. I got
they're
it.
About the same size.
6'5".
I feel like UD.
6'8"?
He's tall and he's 6'5".
He's 6'8".
6'8". So they're both 6'8".
Yep.
Oakley got a little more.
He does.
No, UD is light heavyweight.
Oakley in their prime.
And Oakley's heavyweight.
Oakley was a little thicker back in his prime.
Oakley playing weight was 225.
He's calmed down now that he stopped playing basketball.
Udonis Haslam's like There's a no Miami right. business mogul now.
There's no way that Oakley in his prime was 225. He had to be more. A guy that's 6'8". Right? And pretty built. No?
I don't know, man. Udonis Haslam looked like he might have murdered Lance Stevenson if it was not for the repercussions of the law. It's tough to know. You imagine Udonis Haslam in the 90s when he actually could unleash?
When he was playing?
Imagine he was on like imagine he was on Riley's team for Riley's for Heat Knicks.
Oh, my gosh.
UD would be a great
UD would have been suspended for 3 years if he was in that game.
It would have been great in that rivalry with him and Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace? With the hair out?
Nah, yeah.
I mean, Ben Wallace was definitely juiced to the gills.
Oh. Nay, nay.
You think?
What?
Dude.
What?
Ben Wallace?
Oh, my Lord.
Look at Ben Wallace on the Pistons.
Dude was cut out of
those
granite.
Those arms? I mean, they look straight out of Barry Bonds' lab. What are we talking about?
You think basketball players are juicing?
He was. I've never seen anything like it. He was going up against Shaq. He's just like, I got this.
Uh-oh.
It's no Ike Austin.
We got some more... Anthony Mason.
Ooh.
Xavier McDaniel.
Oh.
James Johnson versus them all.
Because he's kicking.
He's got those kicks.
Yeah.
Hey, Simeon, Alonzo Mourning wasn't a slouch.
I would love to.
This is different level.
Yeah.
I would love to see an all NBA tough guy cage fight.
Well, number one, I don't know about, but if you choke out a coach, You got to be number one.
So Sprewell.
Everybody else was crazy, but could hold back just a little bit.
The Knicks are still rolling out Sprewell as like an ambassador now. It's kind of crazy.
He's an ambassador?
Yeah. He's just like, good feelings, Knicks. Knicks take.
An ambassador of what?
The Knicks.
Yeah.
He's just like, I'm New York.
He's the best public figure the Knicks have ever had, and that's saying something.
No, it's got to be Patrick Ewing.
Ooh.
Nah, Ewing's busy. Hey, he's a coach.
Yeah, he's at Georgia.
If we're talking straight crazy, got to throw Ron Artest in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Matter of fact, half that Pacers team right there.
Hey, let me tell you something. That whole Pacers
Steven
team.
Jackson?
Just to get a white guy in, can we go Bill Laimbeer?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to put a white guy in there, I'm also putting Birdman in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he's crazy.
Well, I think you, like.
That's a different situation.
That's a wild card right
there. You know, there. A lot of
it's
fights.
Like, look, when you call somebody a wild card in a group of crazy,
That's Birdman. Watch your mouth.
Didn't he get on me?
Yeah, he got mad at you.
Yeah, and then he tear his Achilles or something?
Yeah, he did.
People are saying Boogie.
Boogie
no,
Cousins?
No.
We know that Draymond's a junk kicker. I don't want to get into a fight with him. But he doesn't follow the rules.
He's not real crazy.
He's not?
Draymond kicks you in the bleeps.
Hey, man, look. Think about those guys we talking about.
I'm not saying the toughest. Oakley, you don't think he's crazy?
Look, think of the guys we talking about.
Oh.
Oakley. I'm talking about against the other crazy dudes.
I think this dude is a good
point. There's flaky and there's hostile.
Steven Adams. I wouldn't fight Steven Adams.
How about Boban?
I wouldn't fight a dude from the Knicks. Turkish guy.
Oh, Cantor?
No. Man, when you got a worldwide...
Fair point.
We got a worldwide war for your arrest. You can't go to certain countries.
You actually have a bounty on your head.
Right. When you have... You know that your president of your country is offing folks, and you still talking about him anyway?
It's pretty crazy because Enes Kanter came in so jovial into this season where he's like, when I think about the playoffs, my nipples get hard. It's like, oh, it all went downhill from there.
Oh, no, because he threatened the president who's not down with democracy.
You don't want to mess with Erdogan, man.
Hey, man. Oh, man. Texter writes in, I'm not saying Udonis Haslem can't fight, but has anybody been ever given more credit for not fighting than UD?
We got another white guy to the list.
Psycho T?
Tyler Hansbro. Fake. That's fake.
Udonis whooped his ass.
That's fake. No, but that's fake.
That is
him,
fake.
Him and KG could go at it.
Yeah.
And
Rodman.
The undercard.
Rodman. How do we not have Rodman?
Didn't Dexter Pittman give him an elbow?
I'll tell you what. You know, you want to know who's been in a lot of fights?
Well, because is he going to fight in a skirt?
You know who's been in a lot of fights?
Who?
This is going to be the biggest wild card on the list. Goran.
Stop.
Yeah. I mean, there's a YouTube Goran throwing up his dukes with everybody in the NBA.
Is that before or after you have him traded?
Well, I've never traded him except for Kawhi. Why would you do that?
Somebody say anybody on the old Pacers. That's pretty.
Yeah, Goran Dragic has like 12 altercations in the NBA. Everybody's always trying Goran Dragic. He's like, I kill you.
Someone doesn't get the game because they're bringing up baseball players.
I mean, obviously the toughest baseball player of all time is Gabby Sanchez. He forearmed Nigel Morgan when he went after Chris Paul.
Wait, here's one.
I don't know. Pedro Rick took Mahorn. That a very I mean, old.
Here, we should go the Bad Boys against the Pacers.
That'd be a new Malice at the Palace right there.
Because they had Rodman, Mahorn, and Lambeer.
Yeah, those are three guys you don't want a part of.
No.
Right.
Like, those three guys together.
But I'm trying to figure out, because Lambeer was the first big man to shoot threes. So I'm trying to figure.
Yeah, but Lambeer would sucker punch you. And then after he sucker punched you.
Wait, who choked out Kurt Rambis? Or was that McHale? I can't remember.
No, you can't.
That was McHale.
Right, but Rambis wore glasses. He don't count. He wasn't getting physical. So if you choked him out, like, come on. You know, the guy, look, he wasn't even wearing aerodynamic glasses. He was wearing regular Walgreens reading glasses.
Who's the toughest guard?
Ooh, that's a good one.
With, Eric Bledsoe?
That's swollen.
Jacked up. Wait.
No. There's got to be someone better than Eric Bledsoe.
Who's the guard you would least want to fight? Because in today's NBA.
Allen Iverson.
I was thinking Allen, but.
Yeah. Man, he's tiny.
No,
he got
man.
Quick.
Hey,
yeah, but he's
crazy coming all shapes.
He's
sizes,
got some stuff upstairs.
Yeah,
he's got some stuff going on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Somebody say
Gary Payton. The glove?
Speaking of crazy, Robbie, you got this story. So, Mike Tyson was on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh
right?
Gosh.
And he gave himself. He told wonderfully the story of how he actually ended up with his baby tigers, which he had for 14 years. Would you like to hear this?
Sure.
Here's Mike Tyson.
So I'm in prison, I'm talking to my car dealer. He has some cars that belong to a friend of mine that's both a friend of ours, and he's discussing if he doesn't pay for these cars, I'm going to sell these cars to somebody and get some horses and stuff. I said, well, you can get horses and trade horses in for cars? Because I had a lot of cars, so I said, I'll probably get some horses too. And he said, yeah, man, you get cougars, lions, tigers. I know this guy got exotic. I said, you do? Can you get me some tigers? He said, yeah. And the guy told me, man, imagine how cool that be. You'd be, because I had a bunch of fans. Because imagine that, man, you'd be in an Aston Martin or a Ferrari, you have a tiger right next to you, man. That would be so awesome. And I'm a young guy. I'm in prison. I'm saying to myself, wow, that would be cool, right? I said, yeah, get me some cubs, man.
Oh,
and then
my God.
When I came home, I had those cubs right there waiting for me.
Yeah.
Tom, what was going through my mind?
Yeah.
I don't know what made me think about. My friend said, Mike, you can get some awesome animals. And I'm saying, really? Are you serious? He said, really? I'm going to get some horses.
It's kind of a leap, though, to go from the horses to the tigers, man.
Just added to the list of stories.
I mean,
he wanted to trade.
Martin?
I want to trade an Aston Martin for a couple. Get me a couple of cubs.
Charlie Murphy lion story.
There's literally nothing Tyson could have come out of his mouth that would be shocking.
Hey, is that the greatest turnaround for a guy who was probably as unliked as anyone?
I still like. There's still Tyson where I'm just like, I'm not quite sure. Like, I mean, it's all fun and games until you mention something that he doesn't like.
Right.
You know, like.
I mean, yeah, man. That, I'm telling you.
Toby, have you ever talked about him in person?
Like,
what's that?
All these guys, right here that we just talked about, could any of them match the crazy of Tyson?
No, 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 no.
Not in his galaxy.
Leroy, you've met him, haven't you, or something? Yeah. I remember you telling the story.
Mm-hmm. But this was early on. Like, when he first won the championship, he had a place in Ohio.
And
we went to the club.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew he was up in upstate New York. Why Ohio?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Like, for the same reason why he couldn't drive clutch, so he gave the car away. Like, what do you want me to say, man? Dude, like, you wait. That's where you have a question with Mike Tyson.
Why Ohio?
Why does he have a place in Ohio?
Forget about the Tigers and the Cubs. Like, forget
with
about
all
it.
The stuff. You just told a story about him trading an Aston Martin for some Cubs. And then you ask, why would he have a place in Ohio? Like, yeah. Cause
I don't know why anybody would want to live in Ohio, to be honest.
I think he was
you.
Trained in there, to be honest.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, man. When I met him, very soft-spoken.
He said he had those Cubs for 14 years.
Yeah, well,
14 years?
He didn't have Cubs after the 14th year. He had to feed them better meat than we get to eat. You think about that.
Oh, man. Hashtag third hour's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.